You're listening to the IFL TV podcast in association with Lonsdale MTK Global, sponsored by William Hill.
Coogan Kessis, IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast.
You came into my office to find me while I was eating a little chicken kebab out there, and we're here.
Got to say, I've had a fucking great night.
Mate, how good was tonight? Can I just say one thing, right? And I know that there's been a few moans about the ticket prices, and it is what it is. Honestly, do you think there was one person there tonight that didn't go, I've had,
I can answer this.
Yeah.
So obviously I was out, had a few lemonades in the VIP tent. Anyway, so I was talking to loads of fans here tonight, yeah. And I was like, £7.50 a ticket, mate. You're doing all right, aren't you? And they were like, fuck it, we're in Hearn's Garden. We're watching boxing in Hearn's Garden.
I reckon they had 700 quid.
No one moaned. Basically, yeah. No one moaned. Good. Promise you, no one moaned. I spoke to loads of people tonight.
The whole thing was the bollocks. The night, the production, the team. I'm so proud of the start I've had on DAZN, and it is just the beginning. Great, great night, great atmosphere. And we do it all again next Saturday.
Let's talk about Lee Wood. Lee Wood just beat Kanzu. Unbelievable.
Just beat him.
Yeah.
Battered him.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen stuff online like, oh, it's very close. I struggled to give Kanzu more than three rounds. But I'm so pleased that he stopped him, because what a way to do it. And, you know, you got to give props to Ben Davison and Lee, you know, mostly. Just changed his life tonight. Really did. 33 years of age. He's, you know, he's been through the mill. He's fucking probably thought about packing up the game a long time. And I'm so happy for him. I thought it was a brilliant performance.
Just to chuck this in here, Warrington comes through Lara. Mm. Warrington Wood?
Yeah. I mean, look, Golden Boy do have a rematch clause. It was a voluntary defence.
Yeah.
They picked Lee Wood. I'm not sure Kanzu will want to take it. I don't know. I mean, I guess he's got nowhere else to go, but I can't see him beating Lee Wood. I mean, he every time he switched to southpaw, he just couldn't handle it. And, you know, they'll say it was inactivity. I'll say it was the, you know, brilliance of Lee Wood and his team.
Right, let's talk about before McCarthy and Billim Smith.
Have you had a few?
Yeah.
Right.
McCarthy's team, they want a rematch.
Yeah, I think we should do a rematch. Yeah. I mean, Mark Dunlop messaged me and said, Tommy won that, you know, and I said, look, I have to be honest, I felt Billim Smith edged the fight, right? But it was a really close fight. Don't agree with 116, 112, but why not do the rematch?
Yeah.
You know, Tommy was the European champion, Chris was the Commonwealth champion, the British was on the line. It's a really good fight. So, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe do it in Bournemouth. I'd like to do something.
He wants to fight in Bournemouth.
Yeah, I'd like to do something down there. I really would.
Let's talk about Jack Cullen as well.
A bit of chicken in my teeth.
Jack Cullen defeating Yildirim tonight.
I mean, his little lever, like, what a laugh they were tonight. You know?
Sign him up.
And
what can you do with him, Cullen?
He's always in good fights, and he sells a load of tickets. So he can do whatever he wants, but now he's got to be on some proper money. You know, and he's a lovely fella. I love him and love his fans. Steve Wood's done such a great job, but it's another guy just rolls the dice. You know, and he beat Abney Yildirim tonight, and he's going to go into the top 15 in the world rankings. So fair play to Jack Cullen, and let's have some more big nights for him.
Anthony Fowler, you've announced Anthony Fowler's next fight against Liam Smith, yes. Which is an absolute fucking cracker on the 9th of October in Liverpool, back in Liverpool. Fowler's performance and also on that fight with Liam Smith.
Good performance. And Rico Muller was really tough. It's horrible when you're talking about a fight, and even yesterday we were finalising the fight with his team, who inevitably would have had to speak to him as well. And obviously, there was the birth of his son. Was it Sunday or Saturday or not? I wonder whether I might get the call to say, you know, he's not going to fight because he's just been up for 3 days. So it was just a case of him getting through tonight. Thought it was a perfect fight for him. Did what, 9 rounds? Great preparation from Liam Smith. He'll have to be better to beat Liam Smith. He knows that. Just such a good fight. Such a good fight. I mean, there's not a lot that beats a fight night in Liverpool, is there? You know, down to the Hilton, a few beers. You know,
is the playground still open?
And that is a brilliant fight. North End versus South End of Liverpool. You know, a little bit of history in there. 254-pounders. You know, I love it. I love it. And it's going to smash out the Echo. And we're going to put on a great card October 9th.
Third pro win for Campbell Hatton tonight. Mm.
boxed well, and boxed a guy who was 4-4, a little bit awkward. Still a long lot to learn, but settling down nicely, and I thought it was a good performance.
Sandy Ryan, pro debut, winning debut against a tough Babington as well.
Yeah, it was a good fight for her, you know, as her first fight. Very tough to look good against Kirsty Babington because she was all over it. But Sandy Ryan's a quality fighter, so she's going to be nice and active, and I believe she'll be a world champion.
Just a quick one on Conor Benn. You spoke to him today, have you?
Spoke to him today, yeah.
14th, bit unrealistic?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, he feels a little bit unwell, nothing major, but I expect him to come out of that this weekend. But he has to isolate, that's the problem. So he can't spar. So it's very difficult to go August 14th. So we'll see, but I think Leeds is probably the front runner, which would be massive, you know, for Leeds in the show. And Conor would get to fight in front of 20,000, which would also be good, but we'll see what happens next few days.
Obviously, we're going to talk about next week, but a little bit of a heavyweight theme. Yeah. Obviously, half the card is heavyweights.
We only had one stoppage tonight, and that was in the 12th round of the fight. Next week, I think you're going to see a few brutal knockouts. Nick Webb against Fabio Wardley, great fight. Alan Babich against Mark Bennett. Johnny Fisher on the card as well. The return of Ebony Bridges. And of course, the World Championship fight, Liverpool against Sheffield. Jazza against Kid Galahad for the glory.
Mm. Okay, well listen, I know you're itching to get home to your family, so appreciate your hospitality here.
No problem.
I used your hospitality, by the way. But I did what you said, I was like mingling.
You got a free ticket, but you gave people some value.
No, I was mingling, and good. I was like...
I didn't go into hospitality, Tim.
I didn't see you there. Why?
Because I went out early doors and had photos of everyone on the grass by the food.
Feedback from...
I didn't try any food. Did you have any food?
Oh, don't.
What did you have?
The pizza.
Was it nice?
Horrendous. No, what I mean is carbs. No, but the pizza was...
Yeah. Feedback...
From DAZN, etc.
Really
good. How it went.
Really good. I mean, the feedback, the whole production was great. This is a lot of work for us, but we wanted this. And I thought Maya, Laura, Tony, Andy Lee, Darren, Chris Lloyd, the whole team... First class, and we've still got Mike Costello to come. Mm. Mate, this is the place, the Zone Boxing. Oh, we have such brilliant plans. So thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week.
Thank you very much, Edward.
Thanks for listening to the IFL TV podcast, sponsored by William Hill, in association with Lonsdale MTK Global.